We're learning about the tug-of-war world championships, which are being held this weekend in Madison. Teams from countries across the world will be in our backyard competing for first place. And here to talk about how the competition works is Shelby Richardson. She's the president of the U.S. Tug-of-War Association. Shelby, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
Well, tell us who exactly is going to be in Madison competing this weekend.
Well, this weekend we have 15 different countries competing in 8 different weight classes. Varies from the junior classes, which are age 15 to 18, to mixed, which is 600 kilos, which is 1,320 pounds. So we have a wide variety of people.
And which countries will be represented?
We have Sweden, Switzerland, Ireland, my brain just went dead, Holland, U.S., yes.
Is there a particular team that is the one to beat? You know, sometimes it's the Russians or somebody like that.
Yeah. For the women, it would be the Chinese Taipei.
Ah. And how about the men?
For the men, I would say it's the Swiss.
Wow. So the U.S. is not favored here.
No, but we're going to surprise them this year.
So how are the teams organized? How do you go about putting together a tug-of-war team?
Okay, a team is made up of 8 individuals. And as I said, we have mixed teams, which, 4 guys, 4 gals. And they have to be a given weight. For men, we have different varying weight classes from 580 kilo, which is like just a little under 1,300 pounds for 8, up to 700 kilo, which is 1,543 pounds for 8 men.
So how exactly does this work? Is it just as simple as it seems? You've got 2 teams lined up, and they pull on a rope, and whoever pulls hardest wins?
That's a very good definition of it, but there's a lot of technique and style. A lot goes into it. As far as leverage and endurance.
Well, tell me about the style. What is tug-of-war style?
Well, like the Swiss have the style where they carry the rope lower and they pull so that they use the utmost leverage. The Irish actually kind of sit into the rope so their legs are in front of them, and they're kind of like they're sitting in a chair. So there's all sorts of different styles. But the most important thing is that all 8 individuals pull alike. So,
wow. So, but would a particular team all use the same style? Is that part of it where you kind of have uniform agreement on what you're doing?
Right, right. That's correct. And it doesn't matter what style you pull, as long as all of you do it together.
So is tug-of-war more about upper body strength because you're using your arms,
no,
or is it about lower body?
No, it's about lower body.
Really?
Yep.
How come? Why does a lower body come into play so much?
Because your center of gravity are your hips, and your legs are much stronger than what your back is. If your center of gravity is on your hips, you can get your legs out in front of you, and you can kind of, how do I want to say it? You gain your leverage because your legs are longer and you can push back. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. I think I'm getting a picture. So how does one train to be a tug-of-war champion?
We train on a gantry. So there's pulleys at the bottom and pulleys at the top. And it comes down and lifts a very heavy weight. And it pulls up as the team goes backwards.
Okay, so it seems like you've got a little mechanism there. So you don't have 2 teams vying against one another. You're using
a particular setup. Right. Yep, we use a gantry.
So now I think that, anyone who's watched sports can testify that some sports just seem exhilarating, like pole vaulting or, I don't know, running a marathon seems heroic. Mm-hmm. What is it about tug-of-war that makes people want to do it? Where's that X factor there?
The biggest thing with our teams is the camaraderie, and it's the ultimate team sport. It just is. You have 8 individuals with a common goal, and it has to be teamwork. There's no one person stands out as a star. Everybody works together as a unison. Mm-hmm.
And does someone always fall into a pit of mud at the end
no,
of it?
Absolutely
no,
absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
I guess not. Is that going to happen at all this weekend?
We hope it doesn't rain. I'm not even going to acknowledge the pit of mud.
Okay, so no pit of mud.
No.
Now, Shelby, you competed for a long time. How did you first get into it?
My now husband was putting together a girls' team. And so myself, and at that time we pulled with 10 members on team. So 10 of us got together and we competed in the 1978 Wisconsin State Championships. And we won first place. So then I was hooked. So then I pulled for many, many years up until 09. And then I decided I should coach. I had donated a kidney in 04, and I was kind of pushing the limits on I probably shouldn't be pulling when I only have one kidney. So that kind of changed my mind. And so I went into coaching. And it's been very successful. I have as a team. Our Oregon club has been very successful. I've won 6 world medals in my 10 years, so very happy.
Ah, congratulations. Now, when you are in, you know, the heat of the moment and it's a good match, the teams are evenly matched, I imagine it can get pretty fatiguing.
Yeah.
What does that moment feel like when, you know, you're kind of locked in a battle and neither team is really holding sway yet? What does that feel like?
Well, you have to find that extra 10%. You have to find it within to find it, to finish it. You don't ever want to give up on your teammates. So there's 7 other people counting on you to finish it.
So for people who might be coming to watch, who have never gone to one of these tug-of-war championships, what do they need to know to really enjoy it?
Well, they should, let's see. To enjoy it, huh?
And to understand it.
Yeah, it's the competition is best. There's 2 best of 3 ends, so a team has to win 2 ends to win. And it's round robin, which means everyone in the weight class, you pull against every team. And then the top team with the most accumulated points go into a final, and the top 4 teams, it comes out to 4th, bronze, silver, and gold.
All right. Well, have fun this weekend, Shelby. Thank you for coming on to talk about it.
Okay.
That was Shelby Richardson, president of the U.S. Tug of War Association.